Everyone awake? Well, most of you didn't show up at an hour early today, so congratulations on manipulating your clocks last night at 2 a.m., right? So good. Welcome. I'm Pastor David Branson. For any first-time visitors with us today, I would like to especially welcome you joining us today for worship. What a glorious day to be in the house of the Lord. What a beautiful, crisp morning in South Florida. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A couple of announcements quickly. Our Connect card you'll find in your bulletin. That's how we register our attendance. If you would, just put your name. If you're a regular attendee with us, or if you're a new first-time visitor, you can put your contact information. We'd love to send you more information about our church and the programs and activities that we have going on here. So be sure and drop that in the offering plate as it comes around today as well. A reminder of our holiday bazaar coming up next Saturday. Set up for that's going to be starting on Wednesday, this Wednesday at 9 a.m. So they can certainly use your help in preparing and getting ready for that, and your participation on Saturday as well. We have a great time with that and a great luncheon following the bazaar as well. So be sure and be participating and helping out with that if you're at all able. Our pumpkin patch this year was a great success. Amen?
Amen.
How much money do you think we raised this year?
$4,615.75.
That's our best year ever. We get a 25% take out of that, so we've made almost $1,300 out of the sales of pumpkins this year. We do have four charities that we recognize: the United Methodist Children's Home, Cross Ministries, Adopt a Family, and First Care Family Resources. Each of those organizations will be receiving $325. And I especially want to thank you and Ken Chanel, who heads this up every year. I want to thank all the volunteers. You guys are awesome this year. It seems like we have plenty of coverage, and we're just grateful for each of you that have come out and spent time in the pumpkin patch. And I especially want to thank Ken as well this morning. He's such a humble servant. Thank you, Ken. So a great pumpkin patch again this year. It's All Saints Sunday. Today we remember those that have gone home to be with the Lord this year. Later during our communion service, we will be remembering them. And be in a spirit of prayer and remembrance today as we remember those this year that have received their glory, their reward, and have gone home to be with the Lord. So let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Able as we have our call to worship.
will bless the Lord at all times.
God's praise will continually be in my mouth.
O magnify the Lord with me.
Let us exalt God's name together.
We join with multitudes from every nation in praise to God and the Lamb.
Blessed be the glory, wisdom, and honor, and power, and might, be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
You'll now join with me in singing our opening hymn, Rejoice in God's Saints, hymn 708.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today? Been doing good? Boy, you're getting tall, you know that? What happens with kids if they grow up so fast? Ah, you're not so tall. Well, you're getting tall too. What happened? Have you been eating your green beans? She's 4'11". Well, Nancy still towers over you. She's 4'11 3/4". She's got you. Good morning. Have you ever had like a weird uncle that when you all get together and have a family get together and Uncle Waldo shows up and you're like, oh man, everybody is scared what he's going to do. They're like, oh, he makes me nervous. You have like a weird uncle like that? Do you? In my family, I'm a weird uncle. Are we ever ashamed of people that they do something so crazy that we're like, oh, that's just, I'm ashamed to say I'm related to that person or I even know that person. Huh? Sometimes we do that, don't we? Because we think, oh man, they're going to embarrass us, or they're going to say something crazy. Do you think there's people ashamed to say they know Jesus? You're saying yes, Dennis. I'm with you. Because sometimes when we're out in the world, are you ever at school and someone's wanting to do something that's not good, and you know it's not good, but you will somehow let it go and not say anything because you don't want to be the one to say, hey, that's not the right thing to do. That's not a good thing to do. Are you ever the person that tries to stop someone else from doing something that's not right? Do you like to do that? I don't like to do that. Do you? Because what if they think then they're ashamed of us because we're not like them? But there are people, this is getting more confusing as I go along. Are you all with me? My whole point today was, sometimes we're ashamed to say that we know Jesus, right? And we know Jesus always does the right thing, right? So when we don't do the right thing, are we saying we're ashamed we know Jesus and maybe Jesus is not as big an influence in our life as we would like Him to be? You all are looking at me like, dear God. Well, we can't be ashamed to say we know Jesus. And we can't be ashamed to know that Jesus is our friend and we're able to tell other people about Jesus. We can't have Jesus be weird Uncle Waldo at the family get-together that everyone thinks, what's he going to do now? Does that make any sense? So we're not ashamed to say we know Jesus, right? That's the message of the day. We can't be ashamed for what Jesus does for us, right? And today we get to have communion and share in that as well. And that's what Jesus has done for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I hope you got something out of that. I got lost somewhere along the way, but I think we know what we're talking about. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these beautiful children that you've allowed them to say they are your friend, and we're not ashamed to call you our friend. Father, be with us today as we learn about you and the Word of God. Father, we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. All right. Lord, in prayer. And I must say, this week we've had a real opportunity to pray for those that are hurting. We've got folks in our congregation that are suffering from serious health concerns and different family matters and issues. So our prayer time this morning is devoted to them as well. Lift these names up this week in your prayer life. We continue to pray for Bill Rawson as he continues to battle cancer. And just to keep him at peace, and for Ruthie and the family as they prepare for the next step in his journey as well. We're continuing to pray for Tom Harden. doing better, and I think he's out walking the streets now. He just can't be around big crowds of people, so we're blessed to hear that Tom is doing a lot better, and have a good wish for him. Rosemary Peter, we continue to pray for her and her health concerns. Bill Taylor, he started his chemotherapy treatment, radiation treatments as well. Bill Carpenter is still suffering with serious health problems and a possible move up to Indiana to be with his children. So please pray for Bill and that. Travel Mercies for the Moore family. They're coming down to visit next week. We'll be here for a couple of weeks, so we pray safe travel for them as well. Norma Johnson, we lift her up today for strength and healing. Judy, we continue to lift her up as well. George Russell is still in New Vista rehab out in Wellington, so it's a slow and steady progress, and just lift them up, and Barbara and Robin and their family as well. Gary Simmons is bringing his mother Betty Lee for prayer, and Violet will be having an upcoming surgery, Gary's wife, so continue to lift the Simmons family up in your prayers. We pray for Maria, Lena's sister in Jacksonville, as they're trying to gather again for a family reunion with her. She's suffering from cancer as well. Pray for Mario. Continue to pray for our leaders as we come up on our our elections this Tuesday, and all that will be taking place in the transition of our electorate here in Palm Beach County and throughout our country. We're lifting up Jose Antonio Rodriguez on All Saints Day, remembering him as well today. Rebecca and Ross Minacosta, for them to find housing in a safer area. They live in Bogota, Colombia, Teresa Wilhelm's daughter and son-in-law. We do have a praise this week. Gene Crawford is a new great-grandmother. Ariana was born on October 28th. She doesn't seem old enough to be a great-grandmother.
Twice,
okay. Well, what a praise, a new life coming into that family. I know there are things on your heart this morning that you would like to take before the Lord, as on this All Saints Day, we remember those that have passed from our presence here on earth, but we can rest assured that they are resting comfortably in the arms of Jesus today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Would you bow your heads with me? Father God, you have heard our prayer request this morning. But before we do that, Father, we just give you praise and thanksgiving for the beautiful day you've given us today, for the beautiful way that you shape our lives each day. Lord, as this past week we have given our commitment to you each morning as we have arose from our bed, this week we have committed our lives to you afresh each day. Father, I pray that you would allow us to continue to do that, and that we would remember how you have shaped our lives and how you will continue to guide us and our hope for a future that lies unblemished. Father, we are give you thanks today. We are grateful for the way you have changed the lives of those mentioned here in our prayer request today, Lord. Each of these persons that we've named, each of these situations, Father, we know that you are deeply in the midst of them. That as we pray for our loved ones and our church family and our friends and our country and our world, we know that you hold our future in your hands. Father, we give ourselves to you today. Father, we are blessed to have a God that loves us and cares for us and deeply grieves with us. And Father, we know in the lives of the saints you call home this year that we have affirmation of a good God who loves us. So Father, just bless our time together today as we come to your table to share in Holy Communion. We remember the sacrifice that your Son made for each one of us. So, Father, I just ask your blessing on us today as we have gathered in your name. Hear our praises, our worship, our thanksgiving. As the message speaks up today, Lord, we give you praise in every breath we take. And I pray that we would be mindful of that. And no matter what challenges we face each day, we know that you hold our future. And that we are guaranteed a place by your side if we only follow you and accept the gift of Jesus Christ in our lives. So, Father, bless our time together today. We ask you to be with us. We ask you to show up in a mighty way here today at this place. We pray these things in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Holy name. Amen. may be seated.
You may be seated.
As I tried so not very eloquently this morning to convey the message of, do we sometimes live lives that make others think that we're ashamed to call ourselves Christians? Do you wake up in the morning and commit your life? Last week I challenged you to rise every morning and recommit your life to Christ. How many did that every morning this week? Good for you. Every morning we should wake up giving God our praises. Our scripture this morning from Psalm 34 is just that. Giving our praise to God. Giving our praise to the one, the only one, that can save us from ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
We cannot even save ourselves from ourselves. So without God's leading, we should not be ashamed to praise the one who gives us our salvation. You know, we must choose our path. Are we going to seek a path of praise? Or a path of the mundane, the everyday? Are we going to just walk through life? I love the saying, if you were taken before the judge and stand trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? I hope there would be for each of us. I hope there would be enough evidence to show that we have praised God where we needed to and done His will for each of our lives. And the reason we do that, because there are bigger and better things ahead for us. As we celebrate this All Saints Day today, some of us have lost loved ones this year. We're going to remember them today, as you probably remember them every day. But today is a day for us as the church to come together and remember our loved ones that have received their glory. And knowing that they have received their glory, how do we do that? How do we show our praise to God? It's personal. Nobody can praise God for you. If you feel like you've come to this place today, and you can leave here and say, we praised God in church today. The church can't praise God for you. We come here to praise as individuals, in a community of individuals. It's personal. God isn't looking at us as the church as much as He's looking at us as the individual. Personally is how we praise our God. We're all unique. We're all different. And God expects our praise to be that way too. Do any of your neighbors call you the crazy church person? Do they come and accost the neighbors? Are you that one that when they see you come out, they run back in the house? It's their loss if you're coming to praise God for your blessings to them and being a witness to them. We run the risk when we're open with our praise of God to be known as that crazy person, right?
Amen.
Is it okay to be crazy for God?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Verse 1 of our scripture today that Bonnie read so beautifully. It says, I will bless the Lord. His praise will be in my mouth. Now David, he was the king of Israel. He had choirs. He had orchestras. He had all these things. to praise God with. But what did David do? He praised God personally. David could have hired someone to praise God for him, but he didn't. What he did do was, he had a personal relationship. He had a personal relationship with the only place that he could gain acceptance. And that was in being best friends with God. You know, today we're very consumer-oriented. Everywhere we go, someone's vying for our business, aren't they? Everything is bigger and better. Whatever we don't have is what we should have. We're consumer-oriented. Every place we go, they say there'll be a bigger blessing to us. We shouldn't have a consumer mentality. We should have a contributor mentality. Realizing that we can never receive more than we can give. Do we give God His proper due? Do we choose to walk the path of praise? Do we continue to live our lives on a personal relationship with God? I'm sorry to say, I don't think we do. Our lives don't reflect how we're living in our hearts. We've all seen the people that come to church and sit in the pew like a wooden Indian, right? Never clap, never smile, never sing to the music. Never say amen to a really good point the pastor made. Amen? Boy. I could get that every time I said something brilliant.
Amen.
Maybe I would never hear it. I don't know. Do I ever say anything brilliant?
Praise the Lord.
We can praise God in our heart, and I pray that you do that. But the Bible teaches us that to truly, if it's in your heart, it would migrate from your heart to your mouth. That you wouldn't let others, that you wouldn't be ashamed. I use that analogy with the children. Your uncle comes to the party and says, oh no, what's he going to do? I'm ashamed when he shows up. My friends are going to see him and think I'm going to turn out just like him. So we can't be ashamed of Jesus. We can't be ashamed of our God that saves us. Hebrews 13:15 says, by Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. Let's hope that our neighbors, our friends, those we care and love would know that we're a Christian. That we are willing to openly give praise to God. We're to praise Him continually. That's the secret that will transform your life. Has anyone sitting here today felt like their lives have been transformed by the glory of God?
Amen.
You all are getting the hang of this. Any of you say, I can't praise God when things are going bad. When things are down in the dumps, things aren't going well, I just don't feel like praising God. I think that's the time we should praise Him the most, don't you? There's no faith found in praising God after the battle is won, is it? After everything's gone well, and we're fat and sassy, as they say, because we could have a tendency to say, boy, I pulled that off, didn't I? But what we need to remember is God is the one that raises us out of that. It's easy to be on the mountaintop, isn't it? But real faith is challenged in the valley, isn't it? We refer to the 23rd Psalm regularly. We always read it at funerals. And I always say, The 23rd Psalm is not about being in the valley, it's passing through the valley. It's going on to bigger and better things. And why do we praise God? Because it builds up our faith. It builds our faith to praise God. Does anyone have anything they're grateful for today? Well, that's the poorest response I've gotten. Four people are grateful for what they have today. God gave you a beautiful morning this morning. Our faith can be bolstered by our praise of God. It's all about our perspective. It's no longer look how big this problem is compared to me, but rather look at how small this problem is compared to God. Some of our problems to us seem very big, don't they? To God, they're just small things. Because He is a big God, and He can handle these things. Remember Joshua and Caleb? They were two of the 12 spies that were sent into the promised land to look things over. 10 of them saw giants and said they were so big compared to us, we can't go over there. But Joshua and Caleb, they said, no, they're like grasshoppers and God can easily squash them. Wow. Were they looking at the same thing? Were they looking at the same thing? Their praise energized them and bolstered their faith. They knew that God could handle this problem. And they lived that way. They went back and told them that. Praise, our praise is just faith turned inside out. It's our faith turned inside out. Show me how much you praise God, and I'll tell you how much faith you have. If you can praise God during the trying times of your life, that's what it's all about. As we go before the Lord today with communion, we get to give personal praise and thanksgiving to Jesus for what He's done for us. I love the story of a little girl. Her and her mother were staying with some friends, and they went to bed that night, and in the room there was a picture of Jesus hanging on the wall. And on the other side of the room was a mirror. The little girl saw the picture of Jesus in the mirror. And she kept moving and going towards it, closer and backing up. And her mother said, "What are you doing?" She says, "Every time I try to get closer to Jesus, I get in the way." Why are we looking at Jesus in the mirror? Look directly at Him. And you won't get in the way. You see what that is saying? Praise openly our Savior Jesus Christ. And get yourself out of the way. Don't look at Jesus through the reflection of someone else. Or something else. Or someplace else. Go directly to the source. Verse 6 and 7 tells us that when God's people praise Him, the enemy is confused. Prayer infuses the energy of God and confuses the enemy of God. You ever feel like the devil's catching up? Sometimes the devil's right there. Sometimes no matter how fast you run and turn around, right there he is. Scripture here tells us, praise God, it confuses the devil.
Amen.
It confuses him. So we're supposed to wipe out the woe is me and start some hallelujah habits. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the devil gets confused, he can't run quite as fast. He can't move into our situations in life. And when we praise God, we are gaining God's favor. The rest of this chapter is all about blessings from God. It just pours out on him. The attitude of gratitude is a secret weapon to gain the favor of God. Amen?
Amen.
Gratitude for what we have, and gratitude for what we don't have to know that is coming.
Amen.
Do you all rest assured of what's coming? Maybe not in the next 5 minutes, the next hour, the next 100 years, but something bigger and better is coming our way.
Amen.
And what we have to do, for one, is accept it. And once we've accepted it, we give praise where praise is due.
Amen.
Why does God command that we praise him? Is he an egomaniac that needs all of his people just praising and giving him glory? Is that what God's all about? Why do we praise God? Why do we do it?
Because he's God.
Not just because he's God. Because when we're praising God, I just told you a little earlier, our faith is being bolstered. Our relationship with God is being strengthened in our praise. That's why we give praise to God. It's not because God needs it. It's because we need it. We need it. God's got enough beautiful things and enough glory in his personal realm. But we don't live in that realm right now, do we? But as we praise God and give him the glory, we grow closer and he shows us his favor. That's why we do it. It's not for him. It's for us. It's why we're willing to sit out there in the 85-degree weather and sell pumpkins and be rained on. Any mosquitoes show up, Ken, out there this year? A few. That's just one thing we can do. Let's praise God because we need it, not because he needs it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You can't praise the Lord until you are his child. If this morning as we come down for communion and you feel that your relationship with Christ is just not where it should be, we have an opportunity today to kneel at this rail, to receive Holy Communion. I would tell you standing here before you today, there's no time like the present to recommit yourself to Christ. Or maybe commit yourself to Christ for the first time. What a beautiful thing that is. This could be the new birthday. This could be the new day of a new life. The first day of a new life. We give God his due. There's bigger and better things in this life than the next. Amen.
Amen.
It makes this life better, and it's fire insurance. Did you know I'm an insurance salesman? I'm in the fire insurance business. Some of you may know John Denmark. He married my brother and sister-in-law, I don't know, 30 years ago plus. And he told my uncle, the uncle that came to the party, you hope he didn't say anything inappropriate. He was an insurance salesman. Pastor Denmark comes and it looks like it's going to storm and we're all worried because the wedding was outside, and Denmark says, don't worry about it. I got that taken care of. So my uncle goes up to him and says, I'm in the insurance business. And Denmark says, I am too. And he looks at him strange. You sell insurance and you're a pastor both? He said, yeah. I sell fire insurance. That's what we all need to do. Do you have loved ones that need fire insurance?
Yeah.
Do you have someone you care about that could use a good policy? Well, you don't have to get an intermediary. You don't have to get an insurance agent. You can be that agent. Well, that's what I'm calling you out today on. Give God His praise and thanksgiving and sell some fire insurance to somebody you love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the scripture message today, the urgency of praising you, Father. Father, we know that you have led us in our lives up to this point. And today we're recommitting ourselves and rededicating ourselves to the work and the service that you have placed before us. Father, as we praise you, we praise the giver of all good things. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Join me, please. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard your cry in need. Forgive us, we pray. Forgive us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, God of Abraham and Sarah, God of Miriam and Moses, God of Joshua and Deborah, God of Ruth and David, God of the priests and the prophets, God of Mary and Joseph, God of the apostles and the martyrs, God of our mothers and fathers, God of our children to all generations. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. The night that Jesus was betrayed, he was sitting with his friends around the table. During the meal, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you." After the meal, he took the cup and he raised it to his Father in heaven and said, "Father, bless this, for this is my blood poured out for the new covenant, made in this image, in this place. Take and drink. Do this in remembrance of me each time you drink of it." And so, in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with all your saints, especially those whom we name before you at this time. Hear these names of those who have passed to their glory during this past year. Eleanor Wyatt. John Benn. Ellen Freeman. Russell T. Miller. Doris Nussbaum. Karen Dodas. Harold Walter Jr. Barbara Knopp. Ernie Buyukas. Jewel Shoddy. Stephen Christopher Whitty. Bill Valentine. Helen Benn. Doris Downey. Walter and Janice Campbell. Emily Hill. Elaine C. Garnett. Ken Holloway. Mabel Heaton. Linda Hormany. Harry Greiner. Marlene Coker. Gerald Breeze. Sandra Wallace. Bonnie Taylor. Lance Loucher. Callie Lamley. And the Reverend James Maxwell. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, strengthen us to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer, the perfecter of our faith. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father God, now and forever. Amen. And now with the confidence confidence of the children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For those assisting with communion, please come forward. Remembering those saints that you have called home. Father, we're giving thanksgiving and praise for the lives they shared with each one of us, the memory that they leave behind, the legacy that you built into their lives. Father, we pray a blessing upon all of us this morning as we've struggled to come to terms with the loss of a loved one this past year. Father, let us seek comfort in knowing that you have called them home. Their reward has been granted. So, Father, just bless us now as we leave this place. All thanksgiving and praise we give to you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn, Soon and Very Soon, from the Psalm 106. Father, thank you. Give you all the praise and glory. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.